Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, I would like to debate here a cliche that I've heard a lot over the years about marriage and love, and just get your guys' take on it. I don't really have an opinion, but it did make me think. So I overheard somebody giving somebody else advice at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and the advice was marriage will only work if you love your partner more than you love yourself.
I see. I've never heard that.
You've never heard that before?
Me neither. I've never heard that.
Okay. I have heard that before.
I've heard that a time or two before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you have to true love, like a marriage will be successful if you are sort of, I guess, the selfless, and you have to love the other person and you have to put your stuff aside more than you love yourself.
I feel like being selfless is a lovely attribute, but to love the person more than you love yourself, that doesn't seem healthy to me. That seems codependent.
That seemed dangerous to me too.
It seems
romantic.
It doesn't even seem romantic to me.
And I mean, I could certainly say that for my kids, for sure, right?
So what I distinctly remember from my wedding, when we were standing at the altar and we were exchanging vows, my husband and I, we wrote our own vows for each other. And this was actually something that somebody brought up to me that really touched her. And in Bart's vows, my husband's vows, he puts, everybody's the star in their own movie. However, you're the star in my movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Which was, I mean, yeah. So, and to some extent, that kind of is similar.
Uh-huh.
But I don't. So, yeah, I get like that obviously was very touching and very romantic. Well, shoot, now I'm torn. And I almost said a dirty word.
Love will make you cuss.
Yeah.
Is it more that you have to love them more than you love yourself? Or is it that you have to be willing to put them or their needs before your own?
Because
I feel like it's more that. Like, you have to be willing to sacrifice your wants and needs for theirs, because at times that has to be more important than what you want. But I don't necessarily think it means you have to love them more than you love yourself.
But if you do that consistently, right, then doesn't that take away from your self-esteem? Or is that the healthy way to do it?
But both people have to do it. I think if both people do it, then you have a healthy transaction of selflessness and love. The problem is if you're in a relationship and only one of the people are doing that, then you're going to get taken advantage of.
Is this a weird conversation to have on the radio?
I don't think so. Nah. I saw somebody having a similar but different conversation on TikTok where, and obviously this is specific to heterosexual relationships, but it was saying that relationships only work out if the man loves the woman more than the woman loves the man.
I have heard that.
Say that one more time.
Yeah.
In hetero relationships, I saw this on TikTok, they will, and this is obviously just somebody's opinion, they will only work if the man loves the woman more than the woman loves the man.
And why is that?
They said that because it's, they were talking about masculine and feminine energy, how like masculine energy loves to be challenged. They love women. I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Don't.
They basically just said that women will always appreciate being cherished and men will always appreciate a challenge. And so if a woman feels like she's with a guy that maybe she I don't want to say settled for, but like you're willing to go for the nice guy who appreciates you more because he feels like he scored. That's the only way it'll work.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, you always, you want the love to be equal, but at the same time, you never want to be in a relationship where you feel like you love the person more than they love you.
Hmm.
And I think that would be a tougher pill to swallow for women than men.
Hmm.
If we're talking about heterosis relationships.
Fair. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a fair statement.
And you got to put in like the work too, because I think part of it is, what I would say is, a relationship will only work if you know yourself, not if you put the other part, like not if you're selfless, but you have to know yourself so you know your boundaries. But the thing I saw was also, if you are both putting in 70% all the time, instead of splitting stuff 50-50, and that goes for love, duties, whatever, if you're both giving 70%, you've still got the 30% of yourself, but you always see your partner giving more than you expect of them. And then it's reciprocated. So as long as you're always trying to operate at 70%, because sometimes you won't like your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there have been definite times where I love my husband. I don't like him right now.
Well, I'm going to speak for him. He feels the same way.
I know he does. I absolutely know he does, but we love each other. So I think you go through ups and downs, but that's where knowing yourself comes in. And we always still like gives at least 70%. So then if somebody else is like having an off day, stuff is still getting done. You're still giving the love, but you understand they're going to bounce back.
Tommy, you've been married 25 years, dude. You got to have an opinion on this.
Well, I think my wife Renee and I love each other the same, but, it's kind of weighted on her side because there's so much more me to love.
That's a very good point.
I mean, that's just statistics.
So long as the man outweighs the woman by 50 pounds or so, then the marriage will work? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, okay. It works for me.
All right. Start eating nudes.
See, yeah, it's time for you to start packing on the pounds for a while.
Settle down. Bring in the carbs. It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.